I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 29th. There are currently 64 active cases of coronavirus in Quincy. That is up from 57. There have been 1,391 total cases confirmed in the city, 1,140 recoveries, and 135 deaths. Mayor Thomas Koch and health officials are urging people to be more vigilant about wearing masks, social distancing, hand washing, and staying home when you're sick. 33-year-old Randy Campbell of Brockton is charged with motor vehicle homicide for causing a crash that claimed the life of 87-year-old Nancy Chamberlain of Quincy. Prosecutors say Campbell was under the influence of drugs when he caused the chain reaction crash on Route 3 North in Pembroke earlier this month. Chamberlain was a passenger in a car that was involved in that crash. The Hingham Firefighters Union says it will not remove the thin blue line American flags from their fire engines. Union members say non-union personnel will have to remove the flags after the chief ordered the flags taken down, saying that they are banned under the town's ordinance against political statements. The union says the flag represents support for law enforcement, but others see it as controversial following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Shuttle buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and Quincy Center this week for a track replacement project. The T says the buses are running from 8:45 p.m. through the end of service until Saturday morning. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Wednesday, July 29th.